Dr. Pinsky dictating amount. I am Ian Samuel Mills, M-I-L-L-S. Samuel Mills is a 52-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 10/30/20 period. He banged his left elbow on the inside of a metal stanchion that was on a container ship with lashing. Pretty did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. Further evaluation led to what he understands to be a final diagnosis of ulnar nerve damage, for which he underwent nerve transfer. Pretty states he also had tendon transfer for his fingers from Dr. Recant, period. He is no longer receiving any active care, period. The paragraph, as per the record supplied, Mr. Mills was seen at WorkNet on 11/2/20, describing an injury to his left forearm, elbow, and hand. Pretty works on ships and was ratcheting chain to loosen a piece of cargo, and the metal bar that he was using slipped. Pretty jerked back, feeling a pop in his left forearm and elbow region with subsequent pain. Period. He had not had any interim treatment since the accident. Period. Dr. Abney, A-B-N-E-Y, diagnosed possible traumatic tendinopathy of the left forearm with possible disruption of the muscles or tendons themselves. Pretty placed Mr. Mills in a sling and started him on Tylenol and ibuprofen. Pretty also was quickly referred for an MRI. Period. A paragraph. Left elbow MRI was done on 11/9/20 and revealed advanced osteoarthritis of the elbow with large marginal osteophytes. Pretty, there was also marked ulnar neuritis. Period. On 11/6/20, he had an MRI of the left wrist that showed no osseous fracture or osseous contusion. Where there was high-grade tear of the scapholunate with widening of the scapholunate interval and findings of early SLAC, rest, semicolon, mild tendinosis and tendinitis of the extensor carpi ulnaris. Where Mr. Mills also had an MRI of the left hand on 11/6/20 that showed no acute trauma. Further with degenerative changes of the wrist joint, better appreciated on the wrist MRI. Period. He followed up at WorkNet through 11/16/20 to review these results. Period. He was then referred for hand specialist consultation. Period. New paragraph. He was then seen by hand specialist Dr. Recant on 11/24/20. Period. He performed x-rays of the left elbow in the office that showed no obvious fracture or dislocation. Period. There was joint space narrowing. Period. He diagnosed left ulnar nerve palsy, for which they were going to proceed with expectant management for the time being. Period. He followed up on 12/22/20 when Dr. Recant strongly recommended he consider ulnar nerve transposition with AIN nerve transfer as an alternative to continued observation given his injury as a longshoreman. Period. On 1/26/21, Dr. Recant performed surgery to be inserted here. Paired Mr. Mills followed up postoperatively on 2/9/21. Paired his skin sutures were removed and a resting wrist splint was prescribed. Paired on 3/4/21, he was deemed to have sufficient healing to discontinue splinting. Paired he was referred for hand therapy at that juncture. Paired. He followed up with Dr. Recant through 6/10/21. Period, there was ongoing contracture and tightness of the left lip ring and small fingers with persistent clawing, but this is passively correctable to near normal extension. Pretty has preserved wrist and elbow motion and flexes to the distal palmar crease. Period, his diagnosis was persistent left ulnar nerve neuropathy and persistent left hand clawing. Period, he remained a candidate for tendon transfer for persistent clawing, with the alternative being PIP fusion or living with his symptoms. Period, he presently did not wish to consider further surgery. Period, he was deemed unable to work and a full duty capacity. Period, new paragraph. Mr. Mills was seen on 6/8/21 by Dr. O'Donnell. Period. He performed an exam and deemed he was incapable of returning to unrestricted full-duty employment at that juncture, but could work in a modified duty position. Period. He discussed ongoing care that was conservative in nature, but ultimately might require an EMG/NCV, and revision surgery. Period on 9/8/21, he was seen by Dr. Rivlin, R-I-V-L-I-N. Period. He referenced a record from Dr. Abney dated 11/2/21, in which the mechanism of injury was described as, quote, no direct impact after forcefully ratcheting a piece of cargo, period, end quote. This differs from the contemporaneous notes I summarized from Dr. Abney, period. Dr. Rivlin performed an evaluation that showed significant clawing of the small and ring fingers and atrophy of the first web space, period. His intrinsic function is minimal with positive Froment and Wartenberg signs. Period. Tenell's at the cubital tunnel and elbow flexion slash compression were positive for ulnar nerve symptoms. Period. At the wrist, there was some crepitus with minimal tenderness. Period. Range of motion was full. Period. There was no tenderness palpation about the first dorsal compartment, comma, the first CMC joint, comma, other TFCC. Period. He had subjective paresthesias and the ulnar nerve distribution. Period. Sensation and motor function are intact in the radial and median nerve distribution, as well as motor in the AIN and PIN. Period. He could make a composite fist. Period. The skin is intact throughout except for a psoriatic patch. Period. Overall, he had bilateral Froment's sign. There was clawing at 3+ on the left. Period, index finger abduction was negative against resistance. Period. 2-point discrimination on the right was between 4 and 6 millimeters. Period, on the left it was 6 millimeters, except the small and ring fingers that were greater than 12 millimeters. Period. His overall assessment was chronic ulnar neuropathy, comma, clawing of the ulnar digits, secondary to the ulnar neuropathy, comma, and left scapholinate advanced collapse, wrist arthritis that was unrelated to the work injury. Period. He opined the ulnar nerve palsy is irreversible and permanent. Period, prognosis was poor. Period, his long-standing weakness of the left hand, for which permanent limitations were warranted. Period. He deemed Mr. Mills had reached maximum medical improvement from the injury. Period. In the future, tendon transfer or anti-clawing, parentheses fusion, close parentheses fusion, may be considered. Period. His wrist arthritis was unrelated to the original injury on 10/30/20. Period. physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed atrophy of the left web space and hypostenar pad. Appeared there was eczema on the palms and other areas. Appeared he had callus formation on the palms bilaterally. Period. There was healed surgical scar on the volar left hand. Period. Overlying the fourth metacarpal, it was 1 inch in length, and over the fifth metacarpal, it was 1.5 inches in length. Period. He also had a scar on the right radial scratch that. He also had a 7-inch scar on the dorsal aspect of the wrist, measuring 6 inches in length. Period, it was thicker proximal to the wrist. Period. He had a linear scar about the ulnar aspect of the elbow, measuring 6 inches in length. Period. He had contractures of the left long ring and small fingers. Period. At the PIP joint, extension was 35 degrees, 60 degrees, 50 degrees respectively. Period. Left small finger DIP extension had a 30 degree lag. Period. Motion of the remaining finger joints was full without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Left elbow motion had a 35 degree extension lag but was full in other spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Motion of the shoulders, elbows, wrists, and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres. Period. Any muscle testing was 4 plus for resisted limp hand grasp but was 5/5 on the right. Period. He was tender to palpation about the left medial epicondyle, but there was none on the right. Hands, wrists, elbows, normal, cervical, normal. Impressions. On 10/30/20, Samuel Mills sustained an injury to his left upper extremity while pulling on a chain. Period. He was seen at WorkNet on 11/2/20. Period. In short order, he underwent MRIs of the left wrist, arm and hand to be inserted here. Period. He then was seen by Dr. Recant and underwent surgery on 1/26/21. Period. He also had physical therapy post-operatively. Period. He continued to see Dr. Recant through 6/10/21. Period. He also saw Dr. O'Donnell on 6/8/21 and then Dr. Rivlin on 9/8/21. Period. His exam found clawing at 3 plus on the left. Period. Elbow extension was 0/30 degrees, flexion 140/130, wrist flexion 80/70, and extension 80/80, pronation 60/60, and supination 60/60, with finger flexion full bilaterally. Period. Left middle finger PIP was 30, left ring finger PIP was 80, and left small finger PIP was 80. Period. Hyperextension of the left small and ring finger MCP was 45/30 degrees. Period. Impressions. I'll scratch that. The current evaluation did show some clawing of the fingers, as noted above. But this case will be rated for his ulnar nerve injury. Using the 6th edition of the AMA guides. Period. End.